I don't know if that when I first saw that stat, I mean, you know it's true with teams that made it to, you know, the losing in bowl games or whatever, but I just think that adds just an extra storyline to this matchup tonight with Florida-Kentucky when you're talking about the two teams with the longest active winning streaks in conference play.
Yeah, I think Kentucky is actually, if you go back to last year and the first two games of this year, they're 12-3, and I think Alabama is the only team that has a better record among SEC teams overall. So, and you don't think of that. It's a little misleading, but you don't think of that with Kentucky. And, with the five-game winning streak, and I know Florida finished the season strong at the end of last year, winning their first two games this year. So, yeah, you think of I'm not sure. You certainly wouldn't think of Kentucky as being having the number two longest win streak, current win streak, but there they are.
I mean, here's the thing: Alabama in that 15-game stretch, you're talking about 14-1, and you've got Kentucky joining the likes of LSU, Georgia, and Florida, 12-3. I mean, you know, it's one thing when you talk about success for men's basketball at Kentucky. For a football program, I mean, the kind of numbers we're talking about, like tonight, a victory by Kentucky over Florida. It will be the first time with back-to-back wins since 76 and 77. But here's the thing that what makes that even more interesting is the fact that Kentucky, even the last two times that Florida has played the Wildcats in Lexington, games that went down to the wire, games decided by 6 points or less. And if it wasn't for not once but twice Kentucky's defense back in 2017, on the field with 10 men on defense. I mean, it's tough to keep the Gators offense out of the end zone when you only got 10 on defense. But still, the Wildcats had a chance to march downfield with a game-winning field goal, but they unfortunately didn't happen.
Yeah, I mean, you could make the case that Kentucky was the better team each of the last 2 years that they played Florida. The game you mentioned last time Florida came to Lexington, Kentucky won, and Kentucky lost 28-27. They left receivers uncovered twice. Both those receivers scored, one down on the goal line. They also, after Florida scored to go ahead 28-27, Kentucky drove down the field to get into field goal position, but a holding call moved them back, and they ended up missing a long field goal at the end of the game. And then last year beat Florida, ran for over 300 yards on Florida in the swamp, and beat Florida 27-16. So, yeah, you can make that case. You know, this used to be, and Kentucky snapped a 31-game losing streak against Florida. This used to be a very lopsided series, especially when Steve Spurrier and then Urban Meyer were around under Mark Stoops. Except for on a couple of occasions, it's been a very competitive game. They really could have gone either way two or three times. So I think Kentucky, even though they've had a lot of personnel losses from last year, I think Kentucky feels like coming in the game that they feel like they know they can play with Florida. But, of course, every year is different, and I'm sure Dan Mullen has said, and I know Mark Stoops has said that last year's game doesn't really have a whole lot to do with this year's game.
But, you know, the part that I think that does have something to do with it is the fact that, you know, last year you can make the argument one of the three best seasons in Kentucky football history. You go back to Bear Bryant 1950, for example. But the fact that you're talking about just last year, I understand Kentucky lost some outstanding talent to the next level, to the NFL. Benny Snell Jr., a leader on the offense, a Josh Allen on defense. But there's still some talented individuals there for the Kentucky Wildcats. And the best part about it, they don't care what I think or you think or anybody across the land think. I mean, they see, and you know somebody's probably brought it to their attention. The Gators are an 8-point favorite. And certainly Kentucky's quite aware that they haven't beaten Florida in Lexington since 1986. All of that means it's still relevant to us, you know, especially to the players that were on this Wildcats team last year.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they would like, as you mentioned, this would be the first time Kentucky could win back-to-back games over Florida since 1976-77. And that was kind of a hallmark of last year's team that they, you know, it was the first time that they'd won 10 games since 77, first time they'd had a winning record in the SEC. They ended up going 5-3 in the SEC since 77. So they heard a lot about that first time New Year's Day Bowl since Tim Couch team in 98. So, yeah, they heard a lot of that last year. This would be kind of another first time since game. And like I mentioned earlier, I think they feel like that they do. They know they can play with Florida. They have the confidence that they can play with Florida. And that mindset is, you know, it's a big, big change. Just talking earlier about the 12-3. I mean, Mark Stoops every year to this point hasn't gone backwards. He won 2 games his first year, 5 games his second, his third year, 7 games his fourth and fifth year, and 10 games last year. So he's built a solid foundation with improvement every year. And, I think that too gives them the confidence going into a game like this that they can play with Florida.
Kentucky begins the year, wins over Toledo, Eastern Michigan. Big loss, however, with Terry Wilson. He's out for the season now with his injury. Let's talk about the quarterback situation for Kentucky in this matchup with Florida.
Yeah, Sawyer Smith. Yeah, Terry Wilson is out of the year as a torn patella tendon in his left knee. Sawyer Smith, who's a grad transfer from Troy, he'll be the starter tonight. They got him over the summer. He's a Florida kid. He was in the same situation last year at Troy. He got beat out for the starting job in the preseason, but their starting quarterback, Eldon Barker, got hurt during the year. He came in, played in the last 6 games, did a really good job, was the MVP in their bowl game. We asked Sawyer, why did you come to Kentucky when you knew that Terry Wilson was the quarterback who led him to 10 wins last year? Good chance you're not going to be able to beat him out. You're going to be the backup. And Sawyer said, I grew up in Florida around the SEC. I always wanted to play in the SEC. This was my opportunity. Now, whether he thought he would get that opportunity to be a starter against the top 10 SEC teams 3 weeks into the season, I don't know. But, he's got a good arm. He's not as fast or dynamic as Terry Wilson. I think they feel like he's probably a better deep ball thrower than Terry Wilson. Troy had the reputation of being a little erratic on his intermediate throws. I know they've worked with him on that. And talking to Eddie Grand, the offensive coordinator, he feels like they're not going to have to change the offense very much going from Terry Wilson to Sawyer Smith. He's just not as dynamic a runner as Terry Wilson.
I mean, here's a guy that has 7 starts under his belt. He passed for almost 1,700 yards, 14 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. It'd be different if this is his first start. He's got some experience under his belt, went to the bowl game experience as well with the Buffalo game last year. So I think it helps. And in fact, that he's getting this opportunity with the nice support from the home field as well, that kind of advantage, I think it certainly bodes well for his opportunity tonight against Florida.
Yeah, he also played, Troy played Clemson, played him down to the wire. He didn't start a couple of years ago. He didn't start in that game, but he did play in that game. They played a road game in Nebraska where they won, and he played in that game as well. I don't think the atmosphere, that's one thing Mark Stoops said last week. Given his experience and the type of situations he's been in, I don't think the game is going to be, too big for him. I think the key, he had to finish up summer school at Troy, so he hasn't been in the system that long, but they say he's picked it up, really quickly. They've been very pleased with him, picked it up. The key is going to be how well they protect him tonight, because Florida leads the nation in sacks with 15. Kentucky, Todd Grantham, who's very familiar with the Kentucky coaches. We joke that if Todd Grantham leaves Florida, he's got to go someplace else that's on the Kentucky schedule. He was at Georgia, then Louisville, then Mississippi State. Now he's at Florida. He loves to blitz. Kentucky has young backs. How are they going to do against the blitz? I think that'll be the key. Can Kentucky run the ball well enough to keep Florida off balance? I think all those things are going to be factors in how well Sawyer Smith does tonight.
And by the way, you mentioned that Clemson game back in 2016. I mean, Troy was a 35-point underdog, and Clemson prevailed by only 6 in that contest. So you're right. As far as big stages and whatever the case may be, he's been there before, even bigger than what he's going to be having the opportunity to do tonight against the Florida Gators. From a fan's perspective, how are they looking at this Kentucky team this year?
I think they feel like that there's good young talent on this team, but it's young and it hasn't gotten a lot of experience. They were pretty much, especially on defense, a senior-laden team last year with guys like Josh Allen, obviously the number 7 overall pick, Mike Edwards, and Lonnie Johnson in the secondary. Lonnie was taken in the 2nd round, Mike in the 3rd round. I think they feel like that they were optimistic about this team, but they definitely had question marks about the experience, especially in the secondary. They lost their top 5 players from last year. They have basically an all-new secondary in there. They went up against a guy like Felipe Franks, who was 25 of 27 last week against UT Martin. So I think they're optimistic. I think they like the direction of the program. But I think that they're realistic enough to know that, it might take some time for this team to develop, because to develop because there are so many young players on this team.
I think last year, you know, with that kind of leadership that they had, you know, it was a team that could come and do what they did in the second half, outscoring Florida 26 in that 27-16 win. I don't think the same thing can hold true tonight. When you got a Florida team, yeah, they start off, they get a sluggish win against the Hurricanes of Miami. They take care of business against UT Martin, but they know they're facing a real team, a conference game, their conference opener tonight against Kentucky. You don't want to get off, if you're the Wildcats, you don't want to get off to a slow start in that first half. You don't, if you can create doubt in the Gators, you need to do it early on just to all of a sudden let them start putting extra pressure on themselves.
No, yeah, I think that's a very good point. And, you know, Florida, you know, up here anyway, there's been talk about, you know, Florida's really going to be out for revenge after being the team that had that long winning streak over Kentucky snap last year. And I was talking with my friend Pat Dooley, who's a longtime columnist for the Gainesville Sun. He said it was more of a motivator last year. It kind of woke Florida up after they lost to Kentucky that, hey, we need to start listening to the coach, this new coaching staff. You know, maybe we're not as good as we think we are. He was saying, and this is a good point. It's a good point for both teams. It's the SEC opener for both teams. Florida has a lot of high expectations. They feel like they can challenge Georgia for that SEC title. Kentucky, they've got high expectations too. You know, they would love to go. They know people are saying, oh, you can't do it this year without those players. They want to prove them wrong and have another winning record in the SEC. So I think it's maybe more motivation, the fact that this is a conference game and the conference opener, and you want to get off on the right foot. And I think you're exactly right. The team that gets off to a good start tonight, it definitely has the advantage from a mental standpoint. And I know Florida would love to get off a good start because it is a sellout. I was downtown earlier. There's people all over around Kroger Field looking for tickets or trying to sell scalp tickets. So, in fact, I think it was a thing this week on the secondary market that the Kentucky-Florida game was demanding more money on the secondary market than any other game on Saturday. So the crowd will play into it as well. So, obviously, the team that gets off to a good start is at an advantage.